Good morning again. Our text today that is selected from Mark is here to tell us a story. It was selected from Mark, and selected from Mark to tell the story of Jesus calling the first four disciples. Come, follow me. Mark is the first written document to tell the previously oral stories of the life of Jesus, his ministries, and to share the good news. It was written about the year 70. Many scholars believe it was written in Rome, after the Jewish war with Rome. They have come to believe this because of his Latin influence and his Greek. Many scholars feel the author was the Mark who translated the disciple Peter's testimony. He was known as John Mark in the book of Acts. It seems as though the author wanted to be sure the hearers knew of Jesus' teachings and how to live out a Christian life as a disciple. And here's just a little fun fact, and I hope we talk about it later in the year. The book of Mark originally ended at chapter 16, verse 8, with the women discovering the empty tomb. The text was lengthened later in time. So as we reflect on our window today, the depiction of Jesus calling to the fishermen, "Come, follow me," we might imagine what we would have done if we had been called by that seashore. But then we come back to today and think, but that was a different time, and we can almost separate ourselves from them. We can just let ourselves off the hook and not answer the question for ourselves. It's easy to think, in Jesus' day, people, they didn't have mortgages and utility bills and rent and car payments and car insurance and health insurance and kids' college tuitions to pay for. So they could leave everything and follow Jesus. But that's just not simply true. The first disciples were so faithful and so courageous. They did have family, and they had financial responsibilities. And yet something bigger than themselves pulled them to Jesus, and they trusted him, and they trusted their family's lives to him. So let's just take a breath and think about what following Jesus might look like today. Jesus calls, "Come, follow me." This is a call of both a moment and a lifetime. A moment, maybe even this moment, we decide to follow Jesus and his teachings. Do we follow Jesus to the best of our abilities, using all of our God-given gifts? Jesus is calling today, this day, come, follow me. Following Jesus takes a whole lifetime. We follow Jesus' teachings, which are interwoven into our everyday lives so that our whole being and our whole lives are lived as a supreme student of the master teacher. This may mean when we stray from Jesus and then we hear the words of Jesus again, "Come, follow me." We will stop what we are doing that makes us stray and once again choose to follow Jesus. Will we believe that Jesus is about grace when we stray and think of returning? Jesus is about continually asking asking, reminding, nudging, calling us, pushing us out of our comfort zones to follow him. And therefore, Jesus followers are all about pushing, all about grace. Jesus followers are all about grace, giving and receiving second chances over and over again. The moment we decide to follow Jesus is between each of us as individuals and Jesus. The following of Jesus for a lifetime is not only about our individual relationship with Jesus, but with one another. It's about our interaction with all of God's people. So how does this live out in our own lives? Maybe we see someone going through the garbage on the sidewalk to find something to eat for lunch, and we give them our lunch. Maybe we watch a movie about the state of our precious earth and decide to change one or two habits to answer God's call to be a good steward of the earth. Maybe we decide to call our government representatives to use our voices for change. Maybe we participate in teaching our children and youth all about Jesus' ministry. Maybe we stop judging and start doing. And maybe this is just the beginning of our list, and we share God's love and compassion with everyone. There's a lot going on in our world right now, so I'd like to take a moment to pull out those pew hymnals right in front of you and look on page 34. As we are baptized and become members of the United Methodist Church, and I'm assuming the Universal Church, we vow to uphold these things. And I thought in this moment of time, we could close by reading them together. And so I'm going to read what I normally read, and I ask that all of you answer, I do, if you feel as though this is something you're ready to do and follow Jesus. So think about this in today's context and all that we've heard about in our world and in our country and in our state and in our city. Do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin? Do you accept the freedom and the power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves? Do you confess Jesus Christ is your Savior, put your whole trust in his grace, and promise to serve him as your Lord, in union with the church which Christ has opened to all people of all ages, nations, and races? Jesus calls us, come, follow me. Being a follower of Jesus is not a spectator sport, whether we are thinking about people 2,000 years ago or today. This call is life-changing. Scott McKnight said it best. Those who aren't following Jesus aren't his followers. It's that simple. Followers follow, and those who don't follow aren't followers. To follow Jesus means to follow Jesus into a society where justice rules, where love shapes everything. To follow Jesus means to take up his dream and work for it. Amen.